姊妹跟朋友早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
Yeah, 我们特别要欢迎在我们当中来的福音朋友们。
We especially want to welcome all of our gospel friends.
我们实在很感谢主，让我们能够在这个机会和大家分享福音。
We want to thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to share with you the gospel.
福音就是好消息。
The gospel is good news.
不知道亲爱的朋友，你最近听到的消息是好是坏？
I don't know, dear friends, the news that you've heard recently, has it been good or bad?
如果精神稍微比较软弱一点的，常常听到的消息让我们里面产生了很多的惧怕，产生很多的不安。
If you've been depressed recently, a lot of these news would cause you to feel fear or unrest.
的确，这是一个动荡不安，前面充满未知的一个世界。
For truly, this time and age that we live in is so full of unrest.
可是感谢主，从他那边有一个好消息。
But we thank him because from him there is good news.
我们今天要和亲爱的朋友能够来分享这一个从天上来的好消息。
And so this morning we would like to give you the good news from heaven.
好吧，我们开始的时候我们就读一节的圣经。
So as we begin, let's read just one verse from the Bible.
这个圣经是在马太福音第二十七章。
This is in the book of Matthew, chapter 27.
我们就读二十二节。
We will only read verse 22.
马太福音二十七章二十二节，如果可以的话，请弟兄姊妹帮忙坐在你旁边的朋友翻一下圣经。
The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, verse 22. You could help those around you.
好，那我们如果都找着的话，我们就一起来读。
Let us read it together.
比拉多说：“这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎样办他呢？”他们都说：“把他钉十字架。”我再把这一节经文的其中一小段再读给大家听。
I will read just a phrase from this verse.
就前半段。
The first part.
比拉多说：“这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎样办他呢？”
Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?"
我想这是比拉多他里面的一个问题。
This is a question that is in Pilate.
好。比拉多是两千年前当时罗马帝国在统治犹太地的时候的一个巡抚。
Pilate was a governor during about 2,000 years ago in the Jewish land.
当时犹太人他们的首领因着嫉妒的关系，把耶稣基督捕捉了，然后把他带到比拉多的跟前。
Because of jealousy, the Jews captured Jesus and brought him before Pilate.
他们要比拉多定他的罪，要比拉多来处置他。
They wanted to condemn Jesus of his sin and to take care of him.
虽然耶稣基督没有犯任何的罪，可是这一般犹太人因着嫉妒的关系，他们盼望致死耶稣。
Even though Jesus had committed no sin, they wanted to condemn him to death.
这时候比拉多问了一个问题。
And so at this time, Pilate asked a question.
那称为基督的耶稣，我当怎么办他呢？
Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
或者说，那称为耶稣的基督，那称为基督的耶稣，我当怎样来对待他呢？
Or in other words, the Jesus who is called Christ, what should I do with him?
他在那边问当时的犹太人。
He asked the Jews at that time.
我相信他在那边也问他自己。
And at that time, he was probably asking himself as well.
亲爱的朋友，这是我今天也摆在你跟前的一个问题。
So dear friends, this is also a question that I want to place before you.
这是两千年来神摆在众人跟前的一个问题。那称为基督的耶稣，你要怎么样对待他？
So even though this question was asked 2,000 years ago, dear friends, with this Christ, what will you do with him?
我们人生里面实际上是常常充满了许多的选择的机会，也让我们做许多决定的机会。
In our daily lives, we have many opportunities where you need to make decisions for yourself.
可是神好像把一个非常重大的问题摆在我们的跟前。
And now God has placed before you a very important question.
那称为耶稣的基督，你怎样对待的？
What will you do with this Jesus who is called the Christ?
人生里面很多时候我们觉得碰到的环境是出于我们自己的掌控之外。
Oftentimes, you may feel like you encounter situations that is out of your control.
好像我们的出生我们就没有办法决定。
Like your birth, you have no choice.
有人觉得不公平。
Some may feel it is unfair.
有的人很盼望能够出生在一个环境很好的富贵的家庭的里面。
Some they wish that they were born in a very rich and good family.
出生的时候嘴巴不知道是含金汤匙还是银汤匙。
You don't know whether you had a silver spoon in your mouth or not.
或者手上捧着一个铁饭碗。
Or if you had a steel rod in your hand.
Yeah, 中国人用饭碗。
Or a rice bowl in your hand.
Yeah.这些很多情况是我们自己没有办法决定。
You have no control over those things.
可是在我们的人生里面也充满了许许多多的机会让我们能够做决定。
But in your life, you have many opportunities where you do get to make the decision about your own life.
每一个决定都有一个后果。
And every decision has a consequence or result.
每一个决定都影响到我们的前途。
And it affects your future.
有的决定影响稍微小一点。
Some consequences may be very small.
我太太她这个做饭呢，也常常是做得很愁烦。
Oftentimes when my wife cooks, she's very frustrated.
因为她常常不知道要煮什么菜。
Because she doesn't know what to make.
有时候就在吃饭之前问说你要吃什么来。
So sometimes she would ask me, what do you want to eat?
我就想想，然后就说简单就好，随便都可以。
I say it's just something very simple. It doesn't have to be anything complicated.
我太太的反应就说我不知道怎么做简单的菜，我不懂得怎么做随便都可以。
And my wife says I don't know what it means to make something simple, anything that's not complicated.
实际上就在这个小事上面也需要我们做决定。
Even something that small, we need to make a decision.
我们做的决定做坏了没有关系，影响一餐饭而已。
And even if you make a bad decision, it doesn't matter. It's just a meal.
不过还有在神圣里面还有大一点的决定我们要做。
But in your life, you need to make even larger decisions than that.
学生要进到大学里面，他要选专业。
When a student goes into a college, you need to decide what you want to major in.
这是新生最烦恼的一个问题，对不对？
This is a very complicated question.
希望将来选择专业呢，进入到这个工作场合里面，能够与自己的兴趣相合。
Because once you choose your major, you want to go towards that career, something that you will be doing for the rest of your life.
选错了，如果不转行的话，大概要过个三四十年。
If you pick something that's wrong, then you need to still continue 30, 40 years in that.
毕业了以后呢，要找工作，要看看这个工作本身够不够稳定。
And after graduation, you need to find a steady job.
在美国工作，第一个提到的就是 job security.
The first thing that we talk about in the States here is job security.
实际上，如果我们客观的看看，没有所谓真正什么工作的保障。
If you look objectively, there is no real job security.
不过你只不过是这个take a risk, risk 大一点或小一点而已。
You're just taking a risk, it may be small, it may be great.
在这个环境里面充满了动荡和不安。
But in these circumstances, there is so much turmoil, so much unrest.
不过人生还有一个问题啊，我们将来要选择配偶。
And another question, you need to choose who is your mate.
这个影响更大了，下半生呢。
This affects the rest of your life.
甚至就在现在这个美国大选这个整个正式的局面。
And also in the election that is here in the States.
大家都觉得心里面非常的慎重，一方面也觉得有点不安。
We feel that this is such a heavy decision and also a bit of unrest as well.
因为这一个决定下去了以后会影响到这个美国国家前面的政治、经济各方面的一些的情况。
Because after this decision and election, it will affect our politics, our economy, all these different things in our country.
的确的，亲爱的朋友，我们在人生里面是充满了各样的机会，需要我们做各样的决定。
Yes, dear friends, in our lives, we have so many opportunities where we need to make decisions.
有的决定大一点，有的决定小一点。
Some decisions are bigger, some are smaller.
有的决定影响到不过一餐饭，有的决定是影响到你以后几十年。
Some affect just your next meal, as well as other things the rest of your life.
可是还有一个更大的决定。
But there is an even greater decision.
这一个决定是关乎到我们今生的生命，还有关乎到我们在永生的结局。
That affects your life now as well as your life afterwards.
而这一个决定的关键就在乎刚才我们所问到的这个问题。
And that question has to do with the question that we just asked.
你对那称为基督的耶稣，你怎样对待他？
What will you do with Jesus who is called the Christ?
亲爱的朋友，我盼望再把这个问题再重新的说在您的跟前。
Dear friends, I'd like to bring this question before you again.
那称为基督的耶稣，你怎样对待他？
What shall you do with Jesus called the Christ?
因为这个决定所带出来的影响实在是关乎到我们的生命。
Because the result of your decision to this question will affect the rest of your life.
关乎到我们将来往哪里去。
It will affect where you will go.
我不知道朋友你对耶稣基督的认识有多少。
Dear friends, I don't know how much you know of Jesus.
我记得我以前没有还没信主之前我第一次听到这个名字我里面是很困惑的。
The very first time I heard of this name Jesus, at first I was very confused.
这边讲到耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
我那时候想说哎呀这个外国人的名字好长啊。
I thought, wow, this foreigner's name is very long.
不知道哪个是姓不知道哪个是名。
I don't know what was his first name and last name.
后来我才发现。
And then later I realized.
原来圣经里面所说的耶稣基督他乃是神的儿子。
Then I found out that Jesus Christ written about in the Bible is the Son of God.
耶稣就是拯救的意思。
Jesus means salvation.
神差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到我们世间。
God sent his only son in the flesh to come and dwell among men.
因为他知道你我都在罪的捆绑辖制之下。
Because he knows that you and I are in the bondage of sin.
他来到我们当中要施行拯救。
He came into our midst so that we could be saved.
而基督就是他所得着的职分他的头衔
And Jesus is his portion, his name, his ability.
他被受差遣要来完成这个工作
He was sent to do that work.
感谢赞美主
And so we thank and praise God.
神将他的儿子当作一个礼物赏赐给你赏赐给我
God sent his only son as a gift for you and for me.
然后他把这个礼物摆在你我的跟前
And he has placed this gift before us.
他说这个称为基督的耶稣你要怎样对待他
And he says to us, this Jesus who is called the Christ, what will you do with him?
如果我们接受相信他
If you accept and believe in him,
我想最少我们在三方面我们要得蒙恩典
You will receive grace in at least three areas.
第一个是我们在神的跟前要得蒙神的悦纳
First, you will be accepted by God.
在圣经里面罗马书第五章第一节怎么说
In Romans chapter 5,Verse 1 it says,
他说我们既因信称义就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够因着耶稣基督能够得着神的悦纳得与神和好
Through Jesus, you are justified and accepted by God.
家朋友我不知道你对神的认识和意念是怎么样
Dear friends, I don't know what your thoughts are towards God.
我们的神他是爱的神
Our God is a God of love.
可是他也是公义的神
But yet, at the same time, he is righteous.
公义就不能允许错
Righteousness means that he cannot accept anything wrong.
而我们这一般是有罪的人
We are a people of sin.
罪使得人与神中间产生了一个极大的鸿沟
Because of sin, there is a huge chasm, a huge separation between us and God.
神向着人是充满了爱和怜悯，可是因着罪的关系，他没有办法来靠近人。
God's heart is so full of love and mercy towards us, but because of sin, he cannot come close to us.
人也因着罪的关系，看见神的，只看见神的时候，只看见神的公义，看见神的愤怒。
And because of sin, we are also separated by God. We can only see his judgment, his righteousness.
人的心里面一点都没有要靠近神的意愿，远远的要逃离神。
And so because of that, we want to stay as far as we can away from God.
我们常常会想说圣经里面讲说我是罪人我怎么有罪呢
And so oftentimes we think, how is it that I am a sinner? Why is it that I have sin?
那我这边就当我问一些问题的时候朋友你不需要特别回答
And so as I ask some of these questions, dear friends, you don't have to answer.
你只要自己 心里面想一想是或不是就好
But think about it yourself. Is it true or not?
亲爱的朋友我们在我们的人生的里面我们有没有曾经嫉妒过人
In your own lives, have you ever been jealous of other people?
我们有没有有的时候看不得我旁边的人比我好
Have there been times when you could not stand when the person next to you is better than you?
我们有没有有的时候我们看见别人比我好的时候我心里面就酸酸的
Or that you feel bitter because somebody else is better than you?
朋友在我们人生里面我们觉不觉得我们自己是骄傲
Do you ever feel that you are proud?
我总觉得我都是是的我都是对的
I often feel like I am right, I am correct
我总是比他人好一些
I'm better than that other person
就算我犯错了我还可以替自己找理由
Even if I'm wrong, I have excuses and I have my reasons
朋友，我们跟人说话的时候，是不是有的时候是尖锐，比较刻薄，会伤人？
Dear friends, when you speak, are your words sharp? Do they hurt other people?
我们是不是我们讲话的时候总是说实话？
When you speak, are you honest all the time?
还是我们有利益冲突的时候啊，我们就稍微把那个事实稍微扭曲一下，不算180度了，稍微扭一点。
Or in times of conflict, do you twist your words? Even though it may not be outright a lie, but do you twist your words?
或者我讲个高一点的比例了，我只讲90%，90%的事实。
Or perhaps pretty good that you speak the truth 90% of the time.
我说我有。我不知道亲爱的朋友你有没有。
I say that yes in my life that is true. I don't know about you.
我们人里面是充满了这样子的嫉妒，充满了这样子自我为中心，我们在外面也常常借着我们的言语态度把这个情况表现出来。
Oftentimes in our hearts we are jealous and we are envious of other people and all of these things because it is in us, it is expressed through our words.
圣经里面讲说这个叫做罪。
The Bible tells us that that is called sin.
人因着在这样子的光景里面，人没有办法来靠近神的。
And so because of this condition, man cannot draw close to God.
因为神是圣洁，是公义。
Because God is holy, He is righteous.
神不能容罪，并且他要对罪有审判。
He cannot accept sin, and He must judge sin.
就是我们感谢我们的主。
So we thank and praise our God.
因为他爱的缘故。
Because of His love.
他没有把这个罪当受的刑罚加在你我的身上。
He did not judge us for our sin.
可是他却让这个罪的这个后果加在他的儿子身上，就是耶稣基督身上。
But the punishment for that sin, he added it upon the Son of God, which is Jesus.
在哥林多后书第五章里面这么说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says this.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
亲爱的朋友，十字架是神向着你我爱的一个表现。
Brothers and sisters and friends, the cross is a representation of God's love to you and me.
在我们原本的自私、嫉妒、各样的光景里面，人是没有办法来靠近这个公义圣洁的神。
In our sin, in our selfishness, we have no ability to draw close to God.
可是神却将这个刑罚加在他儿子身上。
But God gave that punishment to His own Son.
我自己小的时候啊，这个听我母亲说，我不算太调皮。
When I was young, according to my mother, I wasn't too bad.
我这样讲给我太太听的时候，我太太不太相信。
When I tell my wife this, she doesn't really believe me.
不过就先当做这个是事实好了。
But let's just say this is true.
不过呢，我另外知道的，我也常常犯错。
And yet at the same time, I know that I often commit wrongs.
那有一次在小的时候，大概十岁左右。
One time when I was young, I was about 10 years old.
我父亲是一个军人。
My father, he was a military man.
他自己虽然不喝酒，可是逢年过节，当别人送那个，特别是金门来的高粱酒的时候，他就很珍惜的把它摆在一边。
My father, even though he did not drink, during the New Year's time, when people would give him a very good alcohol, he would place it aside.
Yeah, 他我们家这个墙上啊，这个墙蛮单薄的，不过就上面有一个小小的酒柜，他就把这酒摆在那边当做摆设。
We had a very small cabinet where we would place all of the different wines, just for show.
我记得有一次我跟我妹妹在家。
And so I remember there was one time me and my younger sister, we were at home.
我也不记得怎么样的情况我们就发生了争执。
I don't remember what the circumstances were, but we started to argue.
心里面愤愤不平，然后突然之间就关门了，就很大的用力把门一蹦关起来。
And because I was very upset, in my anger, I slammed the door.
因为门关得太用力，然后墙又不是很稳了，这个酒瓶其中一个就蹦掉下来。
And so because I slammed the door so hard and the walls were very shaky, the cabinet with all of the wines, it fell down.
这个酒瓶这样落下的时候我好像还看得见，它砸在地上的时候玻璃四碎，然后酒意四溢的时候，心里面又是害怕又是后悔。
And so I watched as everything fell down, and as the glass all shattered, in my heart I was so fearful.
因为后悔，我为什么要生气做这件事情？害怕是不知道我父亲看到了他会有什么样的反应。
I regretted what I had done, and at the same time I was fearful of my father's reaction.
我就接下来怎么做呢？就只好赶快拿着扫把，拿着拖把，把东西清一清，收一收。
And so the only thing I could do next was to take out the mop and broom and to clean up my mess.
酒味很重。
The smell of alcohol was very strong.
拿了个电风扇在那边吹了一整天。
So I took out a fan and used it the entire day.
中国人有一句话说，这个入芝兰之室，久而不闻其香，是不是这样说？
There's a phrase that describes that smell.
对，就是说你在一个房间里面，这味道处久了，你好像都分辨不出来有什么不一样。
Because you are in a room for so long that it saturates, and so you don't know whether there's a particular stench or not.
所以我就在里面那个这样弄了一天呢，我就觉得好像味道没什么了，没什么味道。
So since I was in that room the whole day, at the end of the day, I didn't feel like there was much of a smell.
结果我没想到我父亲一下班，他一进跨进房间就说，为什么酒味这么重？
But as soon as my father got home, immediately he said, "Why does it smell like alcohol in here?"
亲爱的朋友，实际上这就是我觉得很像我们人生的一些的写照跟反应。
I feel like this is a very good description of our lives.
有时候我们做一些事情做了以后，味道实际上很重的。
Sometimes after we do something, that stench is very great.
你这样轻轻弄弄搞搞，你在里面闻久了，你不觉得有什么味道
？And you clean it up a little bit, but after you smell it for a very long time, it's not even there.
可是别人一看一闻，马上就知道了。
But as soon as another person sees it or smells it, immediately they know.
我们不觉得我们自己做错了什么事情，实际上我们问我们周遭的人呢
？We don't feel like we've done anything wrong, but if you ask the people around you.
恐怕我们最亲近的人，他最容易指出我们的错出来。
Perhaps the one that is closest to you is able to pick it out the fastest.
如果我们每个人都伸一个手指指一指的话，我们每个人都被指到了。
If you point your finger, every single finger actually is pointing back at you.
我们都在这样子的性情，都在这样子的捆绑之下。
We are all bound under this type of circumstance.
然后再回到我父亲下班的时候。
So now we go back to the time that my father came home.
他一跨进房间就说酒为什么这么重。
As soon as he stepped inside the house, he said, "Why does it smell like alcohol in here?"
那我当然就要解释了。
So of course I had to explain.
我就结结巴巴的招供。
And so I stuttered my way through.
不过解释的时候呢，当然还要再把为了避免惩罚了，我还要把这个事实稍微扭曲一下。
And so, of course, in order to avoid some of the punishment, I had to twist the story a little bit.
我不记得我当时怎么讲。
I don't remember exactly how I said it.
不过我想意思大概就是说，这个酒瓶是我打破的。
But the overall meaning was, yes, I had broken the wine.
不过我是被激怒的。
But I was provoked.
我也是一个受害者。
And so I was also a victim.
不是我愿意的，因为我是被激怒的，所以结果就这样子。
It wasn't that I was willing to, but because I was provoked, therefore this had happened.
可是我发现我这样讲出来以后，我父亲的脸色不是很好。
And so of course, after I said this, the color of my father's face wasn't very good.
我发现这一套对他来讲恐怕不太灵。
And this perhaps to him was somewhat unreasonable.
然后我看见他要去拿加法。
And so then I saw that he went to get the correction stick, rod.
Yeah. 然后我就从那个家的后径往前跑，跑到客厅。
And so I, from the back of the house, I ran towards the living room.
然后我的父亲就在后面追。
And so my father came and he was chasing after me.
掉到那个客厅以后呢，我就跳在沙发上面，头抱着，回头最后一眼看见是他高高举起的棍子。
And so I ran up onto the couch and I started to kneel down. And as I looked back, I saw that my father was raising the rod above me.
然后听到砰
，and he struck me.
我却不觉得痛。
But I didn't feel anything.
然后我才回头一看，发现他把那个棍子重重地打在沙发上。
I saw that he had used the rod and he hit the couch.
我那时候第一个反应还说，奇怪了，这么近怎么打不中啊
？My very first reaction was, why didn't he hit me?He didn't hit the target.
Yeah, he missed the target. 后来我年纪越大，我越来越能体会一个做父亲的心。
But as I got older, more and more I began to understand the heart of the father.
这是一个父亲对着一个犯错儿子他心中的怜悯。
This is the mercy of the father's heart towards his son.
这是一个父亲对着他犯错儿子的一个爱。
This is the love of the father towards his son.
这个鞭子这个棍子应该是打在我身上。
This rod should have hit me.
可是他却故意的偏离使得他没有打到我。
But on purpose, he missed the target and he did not hit me.
亲爱朋友，这不过是在地上一个为父的心。
This is just an example of a father's heart on earth.
可是你可知道神向着你有一个为父的心吗？
Do you know that God also has a father's heart towards you?
地上的父亲因着心中的怜悯和爱，他不愿意让这个犯错的儿子接受惩罚。
An earthly father also, because of his love, does not want to punish his own son.
你知道天上的神，他向着你的心比这个更大吗？
Do you know that the heart of the father in heaven is even greater than that?
我们在这个罪的捆绑里面，我们每一个人都应该受刑罚的。
In our bondage and in our sin, we ought to be punished.
可是这个刑罚却落在他自己的儿子上。
But this judgment landed on the Son of God.
因着他的儿子为我们受了刑罚。
Because he was punished for us.
使得神他的怒气从我们身上能够过去。
And so the wrath of God passed over us.
亲爱的朋友，你知道，如果你接受耶稣基督的话，你如今来到神的跟前，神是欢欢喜喜的接纳你。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, do you know that if you accept and believe in the Son, that our Father will very joyfully accept you?
并且除了耶稣之外，没有人能够得着神的悦纳。
And apart from Jesus, nobody can be accepted by God.
如果我们以为我们除了耶稣之外，我们还能够来到神的跟前。
If you feel that apart from Jesus, you can still come to God.
亲爱朋友，这是我恐怕是我们一个非常非常大的一个错误。
Then, dear friends, perhaps this is a great error on your part.
如果我们觉得说我们凭着良心我们能够来到神的跟前。
If you say that you can come before God by your conscience.
我们的良心是靠不住的。
You cannot rely on your conscience.
如果我们觉得我们凭着我们的修行做好事能够来到神的跟前。
If you feel that you can come before God by your good works and good deeds.
而神说你现在行的好事在他的跟前是污秽的是破烂的一块布
Yet do you know that your good works and good deeds before God is just filthy rags?
没有办法成为你的遮盖
It cannot cover you
唯有耶稣基督当我们接受他的时候我们能够得着神的悦纳
Only Jesus through him when you come before God can you be accepted by God
如果你接受耶稣基督神就悦纳你
If you accept Jesus, God will accept you.
亲爱的朋友，你要来如何对待这位称作基督的耶稣呢？
Dear friends, what will you do with this Jesus who is called the Christ?
第二，如果我们接受耶稣基督，我们要得着一个永远的生命。
Secondly, if you accept the Lord Jesus, you will receive eternal life.
在我们现在的生命里面会发生一个奇妙的转变。
In our lives, you will experience a great change.
在哥林多后书五章里面这么说
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 it also says
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
If anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
旧事已过都变成新的
The old has now become new
我们人生里面常常会有很多的变化
In our lives oftentimes there are many changes
而有的变化让我们这一个人里面心里面打结
Yet some changes cause knots inside of us.
使得我们这个人变成苦毒
And allow us to be bitter.
使得我们这个人变得心情低落
And so that we have a very low feeling or we may be depressed.
好像看这一个是带着一个消极的态度来看人生
And then we will look at life with a very negative perspective.
一切都没有意义一切都没有目的
That all things have no meaning.
可是当我们愿意接受耶稣基督的时候
But if you accept the Lord Jesus,
我们要得着一个新的生命
you will receive a new life.
而在这个新的生命里面在我们生命里面有一个非常积极正面的转变
And in your new life, you will receive a very positive change.
因为在人心里面有一个深处的饥渴因着耶稣基督才能够得着满足
Because in your heart there is a thirst that only Jesus can satisfy.
因为我们心里深处得着了喜乐和满足所以我们整一个外面的态度言语变得不一样。
And so because of the joy and the peace that you receive through Christ, your attitude, your life, the things that you say will have a change.
我们不再变得尖锐，我们不再变得刻薄。
We are no longer sharp and no longer hurtful.
而且我们心里面有一因着这个生命，我们得着一个爱的源头。
And so because of this life that is in us, we now have a source of love.
因为这一个生命就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
Because this life now is the life of our Lord Jesus.
这是一个爱的生命。
This is a life of love.
原来我们不懂得什么叫做爱。
Previously, we did not know what love is.
也许我们不懂得什么去爱人。
Perhaps we don't know how to love others.
可是神的爱在我们里面成为我们的爱。
But now God's love is our love.
因着这样子使得我们这个人变得如何懂得去关怀人，如何懂得去体贴人的需要。
And so now, because of His love, we can care for others, and we can also sympathize with others.
神在你我的生命里面能够做改变的工作。
God in your life and mine can do a changing work.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道你觉得一个人被改变容不容易。
Dear friends, I don't know whether you feel that being changed is easy or not.
我想我们在人生里面，我不知道你有没有这样的冲动哈、啊，最少，可能我里面有一点。
I don't know whether or not you have this impulse. Perhaps it's in me a little bit.
或者大家都是这样，我们试着想要去改变我们周遭的人。
That we want to change the other people around us.
这实际上不就是现在教育它所要带给我们的吗？
Isn't that what education is trying to do?
借着知识的累积，借着道德规范所给我们的一些的学习。
Through knowledge and through all the different lessons, what we have some practice.
盼望我们人能够变好一些。
So that we could become a better person.
实际上，我们看看在过去这几十年来，我们人的知识水准各方面的程度好像提高了。
If you look at the last couple of decades, yes, it seems like men's wisdom and understanding of many things have been better.
可是好像我们道德的水平却往另一个方向走。
But it seems like the quality of our lives seem to go in the opposite direction, or the moral standards of our lives.
我们现在看看最近这个美国他们这个金融风暴。
If you look at the economy of our country.
还有在远在中国一些食物的污染。
And also the tainted food that is in China.
不是在那边的暴露了人心里面最深、最根基的那个贪婪吗
？Isn't this just an outward result of the problems that is in men's heart？
我们拿到人性实在是没有办法借着教育而能够有所改变。
We cannot change ourselves simply through education。
有时候当我们在教养孩子的时候
，Sometimes when we teach our children，
我们也常常觉得很 frustrated， 很有挫折感。
Oftentimes we may feel very frustrated.
我们觉得我们可以好像可以赶一头牛，这个描述也许不是很好。不过请容忍我。
Forgive me for using this example, but it's as if it's cattle herding.
我们可以把它赶到水边。
We want to lead them over to the water.
可是你却没有办法让它喝水。
But then you cannot make them drink.
那我们在我们夫妻的相处的里面。
And also in marriage relationships.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，你有没有试着改变过你的配偶
？Dear friends, I don't know whether you've tried to change your spouse.
做妻子的希望丈夫能够体贴一些。
The wife hopes that the husband would care for her more.
Yeah, 那个做丈夫的希望妻子能够温柔一点。
And so the husband is hoping that the wife would become a little bit more gentler.
试了几年以后呢，改来改去，发现还就是这个样。
And after trying to change the other person after so many years, we realize the other person's just that way.
算了，就这样子一日过一日了。
That's just the way it is, so we'll just live day by day.
改变人是何等样的不容易。
It's so difficult to change another person.
难怪中国也有一句话说，叫做“江山易改，本性难移”。It's easier to change the landscape, but it's hard to change.
There's a phrase in Chinese that says it's easier to change the landscape than to change another person.
可是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他在人的心里面能够做那改变的工作。
God can do the changing work in the hearts of us.
我想这实际上在很多福音朋友的里面都有一个认识跟见证。
Perhaps we can give this testimony to the hearts of our gospel friends. Or gospel friends will also realize this.
所以很多做丈夫的福音朋友自己虽然不去聚会啊，可是非常鼓励自己的妻子去聚会。
That gospel friends, the husband, even though they don't go to church, they realize that a changing work can happen in the wife, so they encourage the wife to go to church.
我这么说不是说别人，我妹夫就是这样。
I'm not saying other people, but my own brother-in-law was like this.
Yeah. 我们感谢主，我的妹妹因此蒙恩。
And so my sister, indeed, she is a Christian now.
人不能改变人。
Men cannot change men.
可是神在人心里面却能做改变的工作。
But God can do the changing work in men's hearts.
何等样感谢神，这是他是何等样的生命中的大能。
We praise the Lord because this is a great power of life.
我认识一个姊妹。
I know a sister.
她在没信主之前。
Before she came to know the Lord.
她脾气比较暴躁一点。
She had a temper.
那这个全家人呢不论是丈夫不论是孩子看到她都会有点怕。
Her entire family, whether her husband or her children, every time they encountered her temper, they were afraid.
Yeah, 这个姊妹还没信之前，如果她的眉头这么一皱。
Before she became a Christian, as soon as her forehead creased,
全家大小就大气不敢吭一声。
Everybody was very quiet.
可是感谢主，像这样子的这个姊妹呢，她在还没信主之前还有一方面，她跟那个亲戚中间呢也常常会有芥蒂，在生活上面虽然说亲戚住得很近呢，可是却不太相往来。
Another aspect of her life before she came to know the Lord was that her relationship with her relatives, even though they lived very close, it wasn't a very good relationship.
特别是这一个姊妹她的那个嫂子
particularly with her sister-in-law.
Yeah, 他们中间关系有一个很大的一个疙瘩。
They had a lot of friction in their relationship.
可是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个姊妹信主了之后。
After the sister came to know the Lord.
他不仅仅是得着了神的接纳，不仅仅是得着一个新的生命。
Not only was she accepted by God and received a new life.
并且在他生活生命里面有一个奇妙的转变。
But in her daily life, there was a great change.
他以前没看到，他现在看到了。
Previously, the things that she did not see, she now sees.
他突然发现，他原先是一个非常自以为是的人。
Previously, she thought that she was pretty good.Or she was right.
对，她以过往总是觉得是自己对的，可是她却现在却发现自己常常犯错。
But now she realized that oftentimes she's the one that's wrong.
而她也发现她轻看她的嫂子。
And she also realized that she looked down upon her sister-in-law.
也因着这样子成为他们之间关系的一个疙瘩的原因。
And it was one of the reasons why there was a great problem between them.
可是因着主给他的恩典
But because of the grace of the Lord,
他愿意来到他嫂子跟前向他嫂子道歉
She was able to come and apologize to her sister-in-law
并且当然就刚开始的时候很不容易
At first it was very difficult
可是主继续给他恩典
But the Lord continued to show his grace to her
虽然有的时候嫂子仍然给他脸色看不过他却愿意在爱中去来体贴关心他。
Sometimes her sister-in-law would give her a bad attitude, but she would still accept and be understanding of her.
这样子过了一段时日。
After some time,
感谢神，她的嫂子信主了。
We thank the Lord that her sister-in-law also came to know the Lord.
这一个嫂子她是一个个性比较直爽的人。
And the sister-in-law, she's a very straightforward person.
她就直接跟那个姊妹说。
And so she said very directly to the sister.
我现在我知道你所信的神是真的。
Now I know that the God you believe in is real.
接下来他说的都是我这个姊妹身上的变化。
And then she spoke of all the different changes that she witnessed in the sister.
他说你以前呢常常皱眉头。
Previously you frowned a lot.
使得人呢不敢亲近你。
So that people were afraid of you.
现在你笑容满面。
But now you're always smiling.
变得和蔼可亲。
And now it's nice to come close to you.
他说你以前呢常常都是顾到自己。
Previously, you only thought of yourself.
你根本不关心周遭人，你亲戚的需要跟感觉。
You never thought of the needs and the feelings of the people around you.
可是我现在看见你好像变得能够体恤人呢。
But now you are understanding of people.
他说我以前发现你啊，这个人常常斤斤计较。
Previously, I thought that you were very stingy.
发现现在却看见你能够给得出去。
But now you are very generous.
我原先发现你是常常觉得你是自以为是，都是别人的错。
Previously, you thought that you were always right. Everybody else was wrong.
可是你现在却愿意来向我道歉。
But now you are able to come and apologize to me.
承认你是错。
And to acknowledge that you are wrong.
所以你信的神是真的。
And so the God that you believe in is real.
你所说的是真的。
What you say is real.
你所信的我也要信。
What you believe in, I want to believe in as well.
原本在肉身上面他们是亲戚。
And even though yes they are relatives.
可是却不太相往来。
And they did not get along.
可是如今在耶稣基督里面他们成为亲密的姊妹。
But in Christ they became very dear sisters.
亲爱朋友，这是何等样奇妙的一件事情。
Dear friends, this is such an amazing thing.
人不能改变人。
Men cannot change men.
可是神能。
But God can.
有时候我们朋友会常常在问说，有神有神，给我证据来看看。
Oftentimes, friends would say, "If there's a God, show me where is this God."
如果我们客观一点的话，我们去看这个宇宙、大自然、这一切的创造。
If you want to be more objective, look at the creation that God has created.
如果我们真实客观的话
，If you are very objective,
我们实在是发现，在这个创造里面，这个井然有序、那个次序、那个美丽。不可能是里面随随碰碰撞撞撞出来的。
You realize that there is great order in creation, that all the things that we see could not just come across because of chaos or through disorganization.
并且
，also，
在人所不能做的事情身上，神显出他的见证了。
In the things that men cannot do, God will show Himself.
在人不能改变人的这件事情上面，神显出他能够改变的大能。
In all the things that man cannot do, God will show His great power.
我们不能改变我们周遭的人。
We cannot change the people around us.
可是我们却看见我们周遭一个一个被改变的人，就是见证神的大能。
We see that all the people that are being changed, they are a witness, they are testimony of God's great power.
亲爱的朋友，我们看见我们周遭的这些基督徒。
Dear friends, as you see the Christians around you,
他们心态是怎么变的？
How did their hearts change?
不是一生出来就是基督徒的。
It wasn't that they were Christians as soon as they were born.
谁在他们心里面做那转变的工作？
That in their heart, even though there was a great change,
他们不是被别人说服的。
It wasn't that they were persuaded by others.
乃是神自己的大能在生命里面做改变的工作，使他们眼目有一个不同样的一个眼光。
But through God's great power and His work in their hearts gave them a different vision.
穹苍述说神的荣耀。
All the heavens declare of the glory of God.
在这一般蒙恩人的身上显出神生命的大能。
And so in these people, we see the great power of God.
神在人生命里面能够做改变的工作。
God is able to do a changing work in the heart of men.
在这一般基督徒身上就显明神的存在。
And so in our hearts, it witnesses of God's existence.
在这般基督徒身上就显明神的真实。
And it shows of God's reality, His realness.
在这般基督徒身上就显明神的大能。
In the Christian, it shows God's power.
在这班基督徒身上就显明神的爱。
In this group of Christians, we see God's love.
亲爱朋友，我再把这个问题再带到您的跟前。
So, dear friends, again, I want to bring you this question.
那位称作基督的耶稣，你要如何来对待他？
What will you do then with Jesus, who is called the Christ?
如果你接受他，你就要得到一个全新的生命。
If you receive Him, you will receive a new life.
这些基督徒所经历身体深处的喜乐和满足，要成为你的。
The deep joy and love that Christians experience, it will be yours.
这个从神而来的这一个安息，从神而来的那个爱，也要成为你的。
The rest and the love that comes from God will become yours.
如果我们决定不接受他。
However, if you decide not to receive Him.
在我们的里面，我们仍然是活在我们自己原本的自我为中心的一个情况里面。
You will still live in your self-centeredness.
我们仍然被我们自己里面的天性所捆绑。
You will still be bound by your own personality.
你试着要去改变别人，你自己很 frustrated.
You will become frustrated if you try to change other people.
你要改变你自己，你也非常 frustrated.
You will also be just as frustrated when you try to change yourself.
可是神却能够把一个新的生命赏赐给你，使得你的生命里面能够发生极大的转变。
But God can give you a new life so that you can have a great change.
这个称作基督的耶稣，你要怎么对待他？
What will you do then with this Jesus who is called the Christ?
第三，如果我们接受耶稣基督。
Thirdly, if you accept Jesus,
天家将是我们永远的归宿。
Heaven will become your home.
在约翰福音第八章里面这么说。
In John chapter 8 it says,
耶稣说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的，因我知道我从哪里来，往哪里去。
Jesus answered and said to them, even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going.
我不知道亲爱的朋友，你有没有曾经思考过人这个肉身过去，人死了以后要往哪里去？
Dear friends, have you ever thought about where we go after we die?
人从哪里来，人从哪里去，好像一直是困扰我们却找不到答案的一个问题。
This seems to be a question that bothers many of us. Where do we come from and where are we going?
啊，有人曾经思想过，可是找不到答案。
Perhaps you thought of it before, but you didn't know what the answer was.
或者有人根本就不去看这问题，反正也没答案。
Or then there are others who say, well, there, since there is no answer, we're not going to think about this question.
可是我们对这件事情的看法和认识决定我们对人生的态度。
However, the way you look at this question will determine how you live.
啊，有的人好像在人生抱一个比较积极的态度，或者比较有雄心大志。
Some try to be very ambitious, very strong.
啊，说到人死啊，不是留名就是留皮。
That if you don't leave behind your name, that at least you leave.
Okay, yeah, leave your name.、Yeah.
You're trying to leave your name behind、yeah. if you die.
或者呢，有人比较潇洒一点呢，反正我这个我人生过去就过去了，挥挥衣袖啊，不带走一片云彩。
Or there are those who are very nonchalant. They say, "Well, I go from dust to dust, and therefore I go."
啊，也有的人呢，根本不去多想，我们就一天过一天，时间到了再说。
And then there are those who don't even want to think about it. They say, "Well, when the time comes, then we'll think about it."
的确，这是一个困扰人的问题，因为我们不知道我们从哪里来，不知道我们死后要去哪里。
Yes, it is a confusing question for many people because we don't know where we come from and where we're going.
可是耶稣这边在一边宣称说，他知道他从哪里来，他知道他要往哪里去。
But Jesus says, "I know where I come from and I know where I am going."
并且这是成为所有基督徒他里面的确定把握和盼望。
And so this is the hope and the assurance of all Christians.
因为他去的地方我们也要去。
Because where he is going, that's where we're going to.
凡相信耶稣基督接受他为救主的，我们知道我们最终的归宿是回到天家。
All who receive him as our Savior, we are going home.
人死后不仅仅是如灯灭一般。
And so when we die, it's not just that we die.
也不仅仅是黄土一杯。
That you just become dust and that's it.
如果我们信了主，我们要回到天家去。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will go to heaven.
这成为所有基督徒在地上生活的一个力量和盼望。
And so this becomes the strength and the hope of the Christian life.
有一个在大概几十年前在厄瓜多尔传福音的一个宣教士。
There was a missionary in Ecuador about 10-20 some years ago.
他那时候所传福音的对象呢，是一般当地的土著，他们很野蛮，他们很暴力。
He was sharing the gospel to a group of people who were natives, and they were very violent people.
所以他要天天和他们接触，那他所这个因着这个福音所传福音所要带给他的这一个危险是可想而知。
And so because he encountered them every day in trying to share the gospel, there was great danger to him.
啊，有一次呢，他要出去和那些土著们接触。
One time he was to meet with the natives.
然后他跟他的妻子，他虽然说身上有带枪啊。那些土著不过就是拿矛而已。
Even though yes he had a gun with him, but the natives they only had arrows.
可是他对他的妻子说。
And yet he said to his wife.
啊，不管那些土著如何对我。
No matter how the natives treat me.
我是绝对不会开枪。
I will never open fire.
他说，因为我知道当我死了之后，我是肯定回到天家。
Because I know when I die, I am going to heaven.
如果那些土著死了的话，他们要进入到永远的沉沦里。
If the natives die, they are going to death. They are going to hell.
啊，亲爱的朋友，也许你会觉得说，哎，这个人好像有点与众不同。
Perhaps you may say that this person is kind of strange, peculiar.
或者你会发现在他里面有一个真实的确据和把握。
Or perhaps you may find that in him there is a deep assurance and conviction.
他真实知道他肉身结束之后他要往哪里去。
That he knows exactly where he's going after he passes.
亲爱的朋友，你知道你自己生活的结局吗？
Dear friends, do you know where you are going?
如果你接受耶稣基督，
If you accept the Lord Jesus,
天家是我们最终的归处。
Heaven is where you will be going.
在过去这个星期我接到一个消息。
This past week I received a phone call.
知道以前认识的一个亲爱的弟兄突然之间被主接去了。
A brother was very suddenly taken up by the Lord.
但是我心里面闭起眼睛的时候好像还隐隐约约可以看见我弟兄的身影。
When I close my eyes, I can still see him.
我心里面蛮难过的，也依依不舍。
In my heart, I feel a lot of sadness.
可是另外一方面，这却里面却得着无比的安慰。
But also inside of my heart, there is comfort.
因为知道我的弟兄他现在人在哪里。
Because I know where my brother is.
因为我知道我的弟兄他现在正跟主在天家里面。享受无比的安息。
I know that my brother right now is resting in the Lord.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们接受耶稣基督，我们要得着神的悦纳。
Brothers and sisters, if you accept the Lord Jesus, you will be accepted by Him.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们得着耶稣基督，我们要得着一个不一样的生命。
If you accept the Lord Jesus, you will receive a different life.
并且我们知道，我们这人生最后的结局不仅仅是黄土一杯，而是回到天家。
And you also know that when you die, it is not just to dust, but you are going home.
最后，我讲一个真实的故事。
Lastly, I'd like to tell you a true story.
在二次世界大战的时候，在英国伦敦有一个非常有钱的富豪。
In London during World War II, there was a family.
这个做父亲的呢，他不仅家里有钱，他还收藏了很多这个艺术珍品。
This father not only was he very rich, but he also collected many artifacts, many art.
这父亲只有一个儿子，他非常爱这个儿子。
He had one son, and he truly loved his son.
不过因为当时战争正在激烈的时候，这个儿子受了征召要去从军。
During the war, because of the war, the son received his papers that he needed to go and serve.
这个儿子一去呢，就好久一段时间没有消息。
And so after the son left to serve in the military, there was no news of him for a long time.
之后后来快过了一年呢，这个父亲的家里面突然有人来敲门。
And so after about a year had passed, somebody had come to the house and was knocking at the door.
他门一打开，发现是一个年轻人，不是他儿子。
As soon as he opened the door, he saw it was a young man, it was not his son.
这个年轻人进来以后就说，某某先生，我要带一些东西给你。
And so this young man came in and said, Sir, I have some things to give to you.
这个年轻人呢，就从口袋里面掏了一张纸出来，给他的这做父亲的看。
And so this young man took out from his pocket a piece of paper to give to the father.
就是父亲一看，原来是他儿子的画像。
And the father saw that it was a picture of his son.
然后这个年轻人呢，就跟他说，到底发生了什么事。
And so this young man told him the story of what had happened.
原来在战场上的时候呢，这个儿子呢，是这个年轻人的战友。
On the battlefield, this son was the person who was together with this young man.
在一次激烈的战役里面呢，这个儿子呢，为了要救这一个年轻人呢，丧命。
During the conflict, in order for the son to save the friend, the son was killed.
这一个被救的年轻人呢，心里面感谢他朋友为他舍命。
And so the person who was saved was very thankful towards his friend who had died.
而这一个年轻人他又是一个业余的画家。
And this young man was also a who was also an artist.
所以他就在战场上就拿出纸跟铅笔呢，就替他儿子呢画了一个最后的一个素描写照。
And so on the battlefield, he pulled out his pencil and paper and drew the last picture of his friend.
后来战役结束之后呢，他就把这一个画像带回来给他的父亲。
And after the battle was over, he returned to this house and gave this picture to the father.
这父亲的时候看着这个画像，他心里面非常的难过。
And so when the father first saw this picture in his heart, he was very sad.
他里面当然也为着他儿子的英勇的行为呢，里面感到骄傲。
And also for the heroic act of his son, in his heart he was very proud.
不过因着这样子，因为心里面的悲伤呢，他一年之后呢，他就过世了。
And also because of his deep sorrow, after about a year, the father passed away as well.
过世之后呢，这开始在伦敦当时最有名的拍卖场，他们要举行一个公开一个扩大的一个拍卖。
At that time in London, because of the passing, there was a great auction for the estate.
希望能够把他这个他所收藏的一个珍品呢，能够卖掉。
And so they had hoped to sell all of the different things in this large estate.
因为他有非常收集非常好的艺术珍品呢，所以吸引呢 全球的对这个收藏珍品有新的这些专家呢，通通聚集在伦敦。
Because this person, this father, he had many huge masterpieces, so many people from all over the world came to London to take a look at these things.
他们坐在拍卖场里面的情绪都非常的兴奋，要看看到底有什么好东西。
And so a lot of people were very excited at this auction.
结果没想到呢，在拍卖的时候，第一个拿出来的物件呢，是一个简单的画像。
But very strangely, the very first item that was put up for bids was simply a picture.
来了一些收藏家呢，看看这个画像。画的是谁呀？不认识。
And all the bidders, they all looked at this picture, and they did not know who was the person in the drawing.
这个作画的是人呢，也没听过。
Who is this artist? They never heard of the artist.
大家没有人愿意出标。
No one was willing to bid.
心里面只是盼望说，赶快这件事情过去了，我们可以看看真正有价值的东西。
And in their hearts, everybody was thinking, let's just get rid of this, and as soon as it's sold, then we can really look at the things of value.
可是在那个现场里面呢，当时在这个父亲家里面的那个管家也在。
But the head servant of that household.
这管家坐在里面，他身上实在是没有什么钱。
In the servant's pocket, he did not have a whole lot of money. He was there also.
他是听说有这样子的拍卖，他只是盼望能够来看一看，能够看看他主人家里面最后的一些的东西。
Because he heard that there was this auction, he decided that he also wanted to go and to take a last look at the things of his master's house.
然后当他看见在这个台上这个画像的时候，
when he saw the picture that was on the podium,
他说，我认识他。
He said, I know that person.
那就是我主人的儿子。
That is my master's son.
我爱这个孩子。
I love that boy.
既然没有人要出标，那我来出标。
And since nobody else wants to purchase it, I will.
他没多少钱。
He didn't have a whole lot of money.
他说我没有多少钱，举个手，我只能给十英镑。
He says, I don't have a whole lot, I can only give 11 pounds. 10 pounds.
没人标，有标当然就卖了。
Since nobody else bid, it was sold.
It was sold.
It was sold.
其他珍藏家心里面啊、哦，如释重负，终于我们可以来办正经事。
Everyone else in their hearts they were so relieved. Now we can go on with the actual auction.
结果没想到，在这个拍卖的一个主持人在一边说了一个宣告。
But then the auctioneer gave an announcement.
这是拍卖结束了。
This auction has now ended.
大家非常的这个愤愤不平，怎么会这回事呢？我们还没开始就结束了。
But then all of a sudden, everybody said, "How is it that everything has ended? We just began."
然后这一个主持人出来做一个解释。
And so this person came out to give an explanation.
主人说，在这一个过世世的这个父亲的遗嘱里面这么说。
It is written in the will of the father who had passed away.
父亲爱这个儿子。
The father loves his son.
谁得着这个儿子，就得着了所有一切。
Whoever receives this son will receive everything.
所以的管家因着买了这个儿子的画像，他得着这个他家主人所有一切的遗产。
And so because the servant has purchased this picture of the son, he now receives the entire estate.
亲爱的朋友，这是神向着你，向着我的心。
Dear friends, this is the heart of our God towards you and me.
神对着我们的救恩，他要赐给我们的祝福，一切都在他的儿子的里面。
His salvation and all of his blessings is all placed in Jesus.
如谁得着了这个儿子，谁就得着了一切。
Whoever receives Jesus receives all.
谁得着了他的儿子耶稣基督，谁就得着了一切属灵的祝福。
Whoever receives Jesus Christ receives all spiritual blessings.
谁得着了耶稣基督，谁就得着神的悦纳，神就得着神那边来永远的生命。
Whoever receives Jesus receives acceptance and receives eternal life.
并且有知道天上是我们永远的归宿。
And you will know that the heaven is your eternal dwelling.
亲爱的朋友，我再把这个问题摆在您的跟前。
So dear friends, again, I give you this question.
那称为基督的耶稣，你要怎么样对待他？
What will you do with this Jesus who is called the Christ?
你愿意今天就接受他吗？
Are you willing to accept him today?
你愿意今天就成为神的儿女吗？
Are you willing to be his child today?
你愿意今天就得着神的悦纳吗？
Are you willing to be accepted by God today?
你愿意今天就能够得着一个不一样的生命？
Are you willing to accept a different life today?
并且带着一个永远的盼望？
And also to have this eternal hope.
好不好？最后我们唱一首的短诗。
Lastly, shall we sing a hymn?
我们唱诗歌第74首。
Hymn number 74.
We
will hear it once and then we will sing twice. Together.
以名字来关注，温柔又谦和，为了罪人忍辱，甘负十架河，生命流血受难，为救死伤者，这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？再一次，怜悯慈爱宽恕，温柔又谦和。这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？我们请弟兄男士们唱一次。
Brothers, all men.
你名字爱宽恕，温柔又谦和。伤者，这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？姊妹们，女士们
，Sisters, women,
merciful and loving,
Together, one more time.
你名字爱宽恕，温柔又谦和，为了罪人受辱，甘负十架河。这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？
最后
后我们一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请弟兄姊妹跟朋友，我们都低头闭眼睛。
Brothers and sisters and friends, please close your eyes.
在我们祷告之前，我们有一点点的邀请。
Before we pray, I have a request.
亲爱的朋友，你听见福音，你知道神在耶稣基督里面为我们预备的救恩。
Dear friends, as you hear the gospel and the salvation that God has prepared in Jesus.
当这个问题摆在您跟前的时候，说，那称为基督的耶稣，你要如何来对待他？
As you hear this question, what will you do with this Jesus who is called the Christ?
如果心里面有愿意来接受相信他的，我们好不好邀请你把手举一下？
If you are willing to accept and believe in him, please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有吗
？Anymore，
神把这一个重大的决定摆在我们的跟前。
God has given you this great question。
他把这一个决定的权利摆在你的手中。
He has given you the power to decide。
你愿意来接受、相信耶稣基督吗
？Are you willing to accept and believe in Jesus Christ？
好，让你能够得着神的悦纳。
So that you can be accepted by God.
我再邀请一次，有愿意的，请你把手举一下。
Again, I ask if you are willing.
感谢主，看见了。
Thank you.
好，最后一次邀请，亲爱的朋友，你愿意相信接受耶稣基督吗
？One last time, I will ask: Are you willing to accept and believe in the Lord Jesus?
如果您还没有举过手的，我们请你把手举一下。
If you have not yet raised your hand, please do.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们心里面实在是充满了感谢。
Lord Jesus, our hearts are so thankful.
我们谢谢你与自己与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
主啊，你再把父的心向我们敞开。
Again, you have opened up your Father's heart.
我们实在是看见父向着我们是何等样的慈爱。
We see how loving our Father is towards us.
并且父将一切属灵的祝福借着你要赏赐给我们。
And the Father has given all spiritual blessings to us.
主，我们知道在我们当中每一个来到你跟前福音的朋友。主啊，他们来到 这里都不是偶然的。
We know that it is not just a coincidence that our friends are here today.
因为他们的心要被你自己的话语所摸着。
Because their hearts are to be touched by your words.
并且他们要看见你向他们的慈爱。
And they are to see your love.
谢谢你为在十字架上我们成功的救赎。
Thank you for accomplishing salvation for us on the cross.
我们求你自己的圣灵继续在我们每个人心里面动工。
May the Holy Spirit again continue to move and work in our hearts.
让这个问题常常回绕在我们的心中。
That this question would often be in our hearts.
那成为基督的耶稣，我们当来如何对待他
？What will we do with him, Jesus, who is called the Christ?
这位为我们流血舍命，使得我们能够得着神悦纳的基督耶稣，我们当如何来对待他？
What should we do with the Lord Jesus who bled and gave his very life for us? What will we do with him?
让圣灵继续做工在我们每个人的心中。
May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts.
直到每一个人在他的跟前承认他是我们的救主，是我们的主。
Until all acknowledge that he is our Lord and our Savior.
我们将感谢、荣耀、敬拜都来归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving, glory, and praises.
奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.